S-D-O-N-E. S-D-O-N-E. Soulful, and you can see. Sly Stone is my name. Playing records is my game. A little bit different every night. Always out of sight.
I love how you love me, April Stevens and Nino Tempo from the album Where the Action Is. Los Angeles Nuggets 1965 to 1968. Burn Witch Burn by The Circus. Previous to that, Frosty the Snowman. The Ronettes. Before that, Yes You're Mine, Salem or, USA. The Live 5. From Home. The Trogs from the album Archaeology, 1966 to 1976, Disc 1. Previous to that, In a Moment by The Intrigues, request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text, 516-654-4059. More music now.
we go with the show. First to thank you all for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. Take a chance, but the simple people come on here. Stop your feet and let's do it.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank and Queen. Thanks for joining me here again this week for another edition of Hard Stuff as we kick off each and every Super Tuesday right here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to welcome you to a very British version or episode of the Hard Stuff program this week. Just one of those things that sort of takes shape as you begin to pull songs for the week's show. Start off pulling a track from one British band, and then before you know it, you got a whole show of English music or British music from the late 60s and early 70s. Not like that's a bad thing at all. Let me tell you what you heard in tonight's first very British set of music. And while I'm doing that, head on over to our webpage, rockandsoulradio.org. Follow along on the Accu playlist. That's updated for you in real time as the tunes are spinning. And if you're feeling social, jump on the comments board, have a bit of a chat with myself and your fellow listeners while we get all British on tonight's episode. Great stuff. Rather happy with the way this program came out, if I do say so myself. We ended that first set of music with a track from the Mike Stewart Span that was Flames. That was actually a demo of that track that would eventually get a proper release later the same year. It was recorded in 1969. After the band signed to Elektra Records and changed their name to Leviathan. And that was, got that from a self-titled compilation put out in 2015 by the Greek Anastasi Records label. Cool label, got a few things by them. Definitely worth a listen if you can track it down. Prior to Mike Stewart's band, we heard from an early one from Andromeda. That was the track Sleep. recorded in 1968 by the band, unreleased at the time. It was actually a track that goes back to John DeCann's Days in the Attack, also unreleased by the Attack, though they did record it. I got that off a new compilation put out by Garrison, the Seven Lonely Street compilation LP of unreleased Andromeda material that was issued late last year, October, November 2024. We had bassist Mick Hawksworth taking vocals on that one. And before Andromeda, we heard another one put out by Garrison late last year. That was Dantalion's Chariot with World War III, a track recorded by the band in 1967, another one unreleased at the time. They had recorded a bunch of tracks for an LP that was never released, as they were dropped by two separate record labels. Very puzzling move, just fantastic band, fantastic material. Got that from the Chariot Rising LP put out by Garrison, if I didn't say so already. Of course, they're best known for their seminal, now seminal, psych single, The Madman Running Through the Fields, put out in 1968. Before Dantalion's Chariot, we heard from Bulldog Breed with Portcullis Gate. That one was released, originally it was the B-side of their 1969 7-inch. Got that off a 2002 reissue of their Made in England LP put out by the Acme label. Came with a bonus 7-inch of that track and the A-side, Halo in My Hair. That Bulldog Breed's a great band involving members in and out of other bands such as The Gun, T2, Please, and a slew of others. Just a great pack of musicians, a great band. I have a feeling we're going to hear from some of those guys a little bit later on tonight's program. Before Bulldog Breed, we heard from The Move with Hello Susie, Roy Wood penned tune from 1970's Shazam, their second LP. Actually got that off the 1972 Fly Records twofer that packages Shazam and the first album. And if you don't have any of the Move material on vinyl, you can track that one down. It's a great way to get a good sounding pressing of both LPs for not a lot of money. And also consult Discogs to find out the 1972 pressing fixes the defect that was on the original stampers of the UK pressing of Shazam that caused a skip during one of the tracks. So consult Discogs for that information. And starting off the show, like we always do, was the theme to the Hard Stuff program, the only non-British track of tonight's program. And that was, of course, Irish Coffee with The Show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Got a lot of music left for you on tonight's program, more British music. Before we get back into that, just a couple of quick announcements. Saturday, February 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Rock and Soul Radio, on the drop-in, our weekly one-hour guest slot, we have the triumphant return of Fast Freddy, the Boogaloo Omnibus. He's putting together a drop-in called The Monkey Time, Create Disturbance in Your Mind. Once again, this Saturday, February 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Rock and Soul Radio. And then this weekend, it's our very own Terry T's birthday weekend. And of course, you can hear Terry T. She's the hostess with the mostest on two programs here on Rock and Soul Radio, the Cherry Blossom Clinic, which can be heard Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And then, of course, the Hooligan program from 6 to 7 on Fridays here on Rock and Soul Radio. Well, it's her birthday weekend, and she's celebrating with not one but two great DJ gigs happening on Friday, February 21st. She'll be down at Ghost Hawk Brewery at 321 River Road in Clifton, New Jersey for their happy hour, which runs from 6 to 10. Joining Terry will be DJ Jen Jones and her very own Diane Kamikaze of the Kamikaze Fun Machine. So check that out. I think they're going to be spinning some headbanging tunes for your Friday happy hour down at Ghost Hawk. Once again, 321 River Road in Clifton, New Jersey. And then on Saturday, February 22nd, she'll be over in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at Lucky Dog at 303 Bedford Avenue. Once again, with DJ Jen Jones and RKO, who you might know from the comments board, and also a few episodes of the drop-in. Always great drop-ins by RKO, so check that out. They'll be going from 9 to 2 a.m. Once again, Friday, February 22nd at the Lucky Dog at 303 Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. For more information about those things and more, head on over to wfmu.org/upcoming. All right, back into the music without wasting much more time. Still going to keep it British in tonight's second set. We're going to start off this second half of the show with a track from the band Freedom right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Keeping it very British on tonight's program, that last track you heard was from T2. That was No More White Horses, taken off their 1970 It'll All Work Out in Boomland LP. Got that off a 2019 reissue of said album on the Aphelion label. I mentioned earlier when I played a track from Bulldog Breed that we'd be hearing from some of those musicians again this hour, and that was the track that featured them, featuring the great Peter Dunton on drums and vocals, Bernard Jinks on bass, and Keith Cross on guitar. Originally a one-and-done band, only releasing one album in the 1970s, despite having a bunch of material recorded in the early 70s, but they did reform in the 90s to put out a few more releases. You got to admire their work ethic and perseverance to reform after their quote-unquote heyday to put out more material so late after their proper major label debut. Before that, we heard from another band in that regard. That was Clear Blue Sky with You Mystify, taking off their 1970 self-titled LP, legendary album on the Vertigo label. Another band that only had one release in the 1970s, despite making additional recordings between 1971 and 1975, all went unreleased at the time. Some of it came out in 1990, sanctioned by the band, and I think that prompted a reunion of sorts because they released five additional albums between the years 1996 and 2013. Again, remarkable perseverance. Before Clear Blue Sky, we heard from Coliseum with The Kettle, the lead-off track off of 1969's Valentine's Sweet LP, and starting off that second set of music was a track from Freedom. That was Nobody, taken off their self-titled LP from 1970. Freedom was formed by former Procol Harum member Bobby Harrison. They had four albums released between 1968 and 1971. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Always appreciated. Always great to have you here. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked into Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. And that's going to continue on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following up, Joey. At 8 p.m., it's Strong Style, Chris Crash, carrying you from 8 to 9 tonight, and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to kind of keep it in the family of bands that I mentioned earlier. I'm going to play a track from The Gun, although this is a track from when it was recorded, after any of the said musicians earlier had left their ranks. This is a track from their second album from 1969, the Gunsight LP. This is Long-Haired Wild Man. This has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank and Queens. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Of your long hair and begins to take pursuit. Then you look back behind you to see what you can see. Just a flicker from his torchlight between the close grown trees. Then you're out.
it's all clear. You see his light again. So you're up on your heels as fast as you can, and again the chase begins. And you look back behind you to see what you can see. Just a flicker from his torchlight between the cross-strung trees. Then you'll run, run, run like a long-haired wild man. You're gonna run, run, run like a long-haired wild man. You're gonna run, run, run like a long-haired wild man. You're gonna run, run, run like a long-haired wild
Joey D.
Show is proud to present the Kinks.
Oh yeah, you really got me now.
life as he gets the same train every time. Cause this world is built by fuck you, I love he can never fail. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. There's a well-respected man about town doing the best thing so conservatively. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town doing the best thing so conservatively. I met her in a club down in old Soho, where they reach champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. La la la.